The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yivam Mizdach Tazayin. Gemara in Banim Vamad Aleph brings a machlekes Tanoim about Ksamim, Habam, and Harekim. Ksamim that come from Rekim. What's the halacha? Are the Ksamim Tahir or Tamei? Machlekes is Tali in whether the people over there are considered Yidden or Gayim. Rashi says that if they're goyim, it's tahar. L'fishalai gozru al kismei oivdei kechavim. There's no gzeirach samim on oivdei kechavim, on goyim. So the one who says that there is tumah is because he holds that they're yid. Came before in the Gemara and in Rashi. But al kapanim, there's a sugi over here about chesamim. And Rashi is saying that chesamim is a gzeirah derabbanan. So the question over here is, what is a kesem? And how is a kesem different than regular dam nida? Why are we talking about a gzeirah derabbanan of chesamim? Why isn't this dam nida? So there are two important gemaras, actually a gemara and a mishnah in nida that address this. We'll give it to gemara. The gemara is the beginning of Perek Haraya Kesem, nida daf nun zayin amud beis, the first gemara. Omar Shmuel, bodka karka oilam. If an isha is bodik the ground and she sees that there's no dam over there, the yashvaleh, and then she sits on it. Umotza dam aleh, and then afterwards she gets up and she finds dam. So obviously the dam came from her because she checked it before and it was clean. So Shmuel Tyra. She's Tyra. She's not a nida. Shanemar Bibsara. The Pasuk says Bibsara. And we dash it from there. Ad Shatagish Bibsara. That Tumas Nida is only if she has a hargosh, if she feels the dam coming out. That's the Gemara over here. So it would seem that any time there's dam without a hargosha, that would be tahar b'day raisa. But the Chachamim came along and made a gzeir of ksamim, that still in all she's tamei b'day rabbanon, and it would seem that that's the definition of a kesem. That's what it would seem based on this Gemara. However, the Mishnah on Chesem and Beis seems a little different. The Mishnah brings a maisa that he was an isha who came to Rabbi Akiva. Amr lai reisi kesem. She told him, I found the kesem. Amr la, so he said to her, Shem ha-makah ha-isabich. So he said, maybe you had a makah. V'chulu agan samaisi with a makah. So the bottom line was, Rabbi Kiva said she's Torah. The tiara of Rabbi Kiva said she's Torah. Then the Mishnah says, Ra talmidim mistaklan zebezeh. His talmidim were looking at each other. They were somewhat skeptical. They didn't understand the psak. Why is she muteris? Amr lahem, Rabbi Kiva said to them, why is this shver to you? What's difficult over here? Shloyam Chachamim hadavah lahachmer el lahakel. Chachamim created the new isra of ksamim, and they said it with a lot of coolness. Shenemar, the isha kisi azava dam yi azayva bivsara. Pasuk says dam, and we darshin Dr. Bekiva dam v'loy kesem. So it seems that he's bringing the pasuk to bring out to the talmidim that since it's a kesem, it's only in Issa Rabbanon, and there's no Issa Deraisa, so it's only Xera. And once it's Xera, there are different kulas. For instance, the case over here, with a Makkah and Chadayma, other kulas that are mentioned over here in this parak. Akoponim, so this is the Mishnah that really discusses Mefurish, the din of kesem. And Rabbi Kiva makes a drasha that the Pasuk says, Dam, for like kesem. That the Tumma Deraisa is only on something that's called Dam, not something that's called kesem. So now we have a question, because we just mentioned before Gemara that Shmuel seems to learn that the reason why kesem is tahir midaraisa is because it says bivsar achatagish, and here we have a completely different drasha of dam v'lo kesem. So the question is, why do we need these two separate drashas, which seemingly are telling us the exact same thing? This is a big kasha in the sugya of ksam. So say over Kama Drachim Merabbi Seinu. The Aruch Lener over there in Nida and other Achrenim also say this, and the Aruch Lener actually brings a marker to this from the Azarua in Simit Shenun Aleph. His derech is that it's one drasha. Rabbi Kiva made a drasha of Dam Balei Kesem. But the question is, What's dam? What's kesem? A kesem is a stain. The stain comes from dam. So what does it mean to say dam b'lo kesem? It's all the same thing. So Shmuel is coming to explain that drasha of dam b'lo kesem, and he's explaining that dam means dam b'hargosha. And without hargosha, it's simply a kesem. The definition of dam is hargosha, the definition of kesem is b'loi hargosha. As I learned to Ochlaner. Okay, so the obvious kasha, what he's saying is that, first, I mean, 2 points. First of all, they're bringing two different psukim. According to the way he's learning it, Shmuel shouldn't need a new pasuk of Nibsara Achatagish. He's explaining dam b'lo kesem. So he should just explain that that's what dam means, that's what kesem means. Why does he bring a new pasuk? That's first of all. And second of all, if he was coming to explain the Mishnah, so this Gemara should have been after that Mishnah. As we started off, the parak begins with Shmuel's Memra, and this Mishnah to Rekiva is a daf later. So on that second Mishnah, the Gemara should have said, what's the Pshat of Rekiva? Omer Shmuel, Hagosha. It's not like that. It's not the way the Gemara brings it. The Gemara brings it as an independent Memra. It's a freestanding Memra, beginning of the parak. Omer Shmuel, Batka Kak Oilam, and he brings the Drasha of Ibsar Chatagish. It's Bechal Na Mashma, like the Ochlaner is saying, that it's all the same Drasha. Okay, sorry. The second derech we find is in the Chassam Sefer, Chuvas Chassam Sefer Yerdeya, Simen Kuf Mem Dal. He says that the din of dam v'lo kesem is only negeya for tyrus, because the halacha of the isurim of nida always have two ramifications. One ramification is that there's an isur l'bayla, and that's negeya b'zman even without Beis Hamikdash, without tyrus. The other ramification of tumas nida is kipshutei tuma. That if she touches food, Mishkav Moshav, Uchdaima, there's a tumor. So Nachsam Seifa says that the din of Dam B'lo Kesem is only for Tyrus. Mashenke, the din of Shmuel, Sarach HaTagish, that's Taka Negei, even Labailo. As I talked to the Nachsam Seifa. Okay, I mean, the Kabbalah is not what he's saying. First of all, in the Maisa Bar Rekiva, it doesn't sound like they were talking about Tyrus. The Mishnah says, V'tiyar Rekiva, Rekiva was Matar Har. According to Chassam Seifa, he should have said he was mitire the machalim that he should touch. Okay, no, nishkefalach. But it's l'shnikol mashma is the like of Chassam Seifa. V'oy, this whole parak Rei Kesem is handling Tumas Isha L'Baila. There are other prakim, earlier parak Amanida, and other parts of the Masechta that discuss extensively the halachas of Tumah V'Tayra by Anida. This parak is completely mugbal, limited to the discussion of Isha L'Baila. It's very hard to say that punct in this Mishnah over here, Din of Dam B'lo Kesem is referring to Tyrus without the Mishnah clarifying that. So it seems like a shtickle deichik, what the Chassam Seif is saying. Tzorachin. The Chavis Das, in Simakuf Tzadik Vosif Kotten Gimel, says that there are two inyonim nifradim. The Din of Dam B'lo Kesem and the Din of Bibsar Shatagish have two different meanings, and is a big enough community of halacha. He says the definition of Dam B'lo Kesem, the definition of a Kesem is that the Dam is not Vadai Migufa. Dam means you see dam, or you know that the dam came directly from the guf. Kesem means you found the stain somewhere. You don't know where it came from. Maybe it's most likely that it came be gufa, but it's not vade. Kolzman is not vade. That's called kesem, not dam. Similar to the mashal, the halachas that we find of mamza vade v'loy mamza safik, asiri vade v'loy asiri safik. In certain mitzvahs, and certainly surim, the Torah requires that it should be vadei in order for the issa to be chal. Okay, so that's the din of dam b'lo kesem. The psar achatagish means even if it is vade migufa, you saw it dripping out. You know it's clearly coming migufa, or like Shmuel's case, where you bought kakako oil and you checked and you saw there was nothing there, and then you found dam. Zok Shmuel that she's tahira. Why? Because there's no hargosha. So besides that, you need a yediyah b'vadois, you also need a hargosha. And the Chavis Das says there's an afkamina from this, that he says that let's say in Isha during Shiva Nikim. Right, so if she sees dam b'hargosha, so she's saiseris, her minion, and she has to start all over again. What if she sees dam shalei b'hargosha? Zog the Chavis Das, the halacha of Ibsar Hachat Hagish does not apply in Shiva Nekiyim. As long as it's vada migufa, so even if there's no hargosha, even though that dam would not have made her tummy in the first place, but in Shiva Nekiyim it will be saiseris. Masha Enkin, if it's not Vada Migufa, he says that's not dam, that's called the Kesem, and that would not even be Saisa. So the Gabi making an Isha Tameo, so then you have two tonight. You have Dam B'lo Kesem, you have Ibsar Achatagish. But in Shiva Nekiyim, when she's already Tomei, the Tumah stiras shiv nekiim, all you need is that it should be dam. The hainu, that is vadim igufa. Once it's vadim igufa, even if it's not bibsara chatagish, even if it's an argosha, it will be soisa. As I learned the Chavis Das. And the Chavis Das, this is his shita, that dam shalei b'argosha is soisa. Now, there are achrayim who are chaylik on this, the Sidrei Tyre, Kuf Tzadik Dal, Tzav Kotan Dalad, clears about this, and he brings a raya from the Ramon Dark and Moshe that it's not soisa. So obviously, according to him, you're not going to be able to say what the Chavis Das says. However, the ikar vart of the Chavis Das, one can still say. And in fact, many achrayim say this. Sidrei Tyre himself says this, and the Beis Meir, in the end of Evin Ezer, in Slois Habayis, in Yud Gimel, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch and Chasnida, they say the basic yisoid of the Chavis Das without saying the nafkamina of Shiv Nekiim. The Hainu, the Psara tells us that if it's dam vaday migufa without hargosha, is no tuma. And what's dam b'lo kesem? Dam b'lo kesem tells you that if it's not vaday migufa, if it's not vaday migufa, there's no tuma. Now the question is, why do you need both drushes? So, l'chayri, you would say like this, dambalai kesem is the first step, that I need to know it's vadei migufa. Even after that, I still need bibsara to tell me that vadei migufa is not enough, I need to be margish that it's migufa. Okay, so I understand why I need bibsara, but why do I need dambalai kesem? If we'd only say bibsara, if I know you need hargosha, obviously it's vadei migufa. Because how could you have hargosha and not know it's migufa? So the teretz is, because you're right, you can't have a vadei hargosha without knowing it's migufa, because you felt it. But there are situations where there's a safek hargosha. L'mashal, an isha finds dam on a bedika. So there's always a chashash, like the Gemara says, that dilma argosha v'lava daita. Hargosha doesn't need to be felt. As odd as that sounds, there's a chashash, maybe there was a hargosha. She didn't realize it was a hargosha. She thought it was a hargosha of the bedika. So in that case, you have a safek hargosha. So in that case, she would be tamea. However, we have a halacha of dam b'lo kesem, which tells us that in a klami, if we know the dam came by the migufa, let's say you made a bedik and you found the dam on the 8th, and you don't know if there was a hargosha, so you'll take a bitmeir, because it's by the migufa and there's a safek hargosha, and that's enough to ask him. But let's say you found the dam not on a bedik, you found the dam and you don't know if it was migufa. So normally you would say, oh, but there's no hargosha. No, but what if there was a safek hargosha? What if it was a situation where there was a safek hargosha? So Bibsara is not going to be matarit, she's going to be Tmeya. Kamash Malon, Dam Balay Kesem, that since it's not Vada Mikufa, therefore there is no Tumah Deraisa. Al Kopanim Zochinu, the Kamadrochim, to be Miyashiv, why we have two dinim of Dam Balay Kesem and Bibsara Chatagish, and we have a little better Havana in what it means that what the Gemara is talking about by us, about a Kesem as opposed to a Re'ista.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.